USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Donald Trump says the FBI searched his Florida estate. He confirmed the search in a post to his social media platform that he characterized as a raid, adding that it wasn't necessary or appropriate. The FBI declined to comment on the search. Sources have told multiple news outlets that the search is in relation to documents that Trump took with him to Mar-a-Lago, which he was supposed to leave in Washington. President Biden and First Lady Jill spent Monday in eastern Kentucky surveying the damage from devastating storms that caused the worst flooding in the Commonwealth's history.
An American citizen, we never give up, we never stop, we never bow, we never bend, we just go forward.
At least 37 people have died. Federal disaster assistance has been expanded. Mixed results on Wall Street, the Dow added 29 points. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The wife, father, and son who chased and killed a black jogger in a Brunswick, Georgia neighborhood each received a life sentence for committing federal hate crimes. 36-year-old Travis McMichael and his father, 66-year-old Greg McMichael, already received similar sentences on the state level for Ahmaud Arbery's murder. The man who recorded the February 2020 incident, 52-year-old William Roddy Bryan, was sentenced to 35 years. The biggest weapons package to date is being sent to Ukraine. $1 billion worth of rockets, ammo, and other materials from Defense Department stockpiles will go to strengthening the under-siege country as it pushes back against Russian troops. The war has just reached the half-year mark. Grammy superstar Olivia Newton-John has died. She reigned on the pop, country, adult, and dance charts and captured the hearts of people who saw her as Sandy in the movie Grease. She lost her battle with cancer at age 73. You are listening to USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
There are fears of a possible serial killer that could be on the loose and killing Muslim men in New Mexico. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The Albuquerque, New Mexico Police Department has released images of a vehicle that is suspected to have been used as a getaway car in the recent murders of four Muslim men, a black Volkswagen Jetta or Passat. Ahmad Asad is president of the Islamic Center of New Mexico.
We've never gone through anything like this before. This is a surreal time for us. We're in fear of the safety of our children, our families. It's not about just the Muslim community, but the entire community. We're all in it together.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in South Africa discussing plans to address food insecurity.
We also want to strengthen the foundation food security across Africa to increase local agricultural capacity, local resilience, so that more people have access to affordable, nutritious food over the long term, not just in response to an emergency.
He says $5.5 billion has been distributed in food aid since the beginning of the Russian invasion. Secretary of State Blinken adding that Ukraine is able to finally export grain after being blocked by Russia for months. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.